It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Shut the hell up.
I will. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to get right to our next guest here because we've kept him waiting because the show got behind a little bit today. Iron Mike Ditka, Hall of Famer, Coach Ditka. Good to have you on the show again. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mike. How are you doing? Good to hear you.
You're here in Washington, D.C., and you're actually here for a medical technology conference. Is that right?
The Advanced Medical Technology Association. I'm here with Terry Bradshaw. We're going to talk to Congress a little bit about the critical medical technology that improves lives and the quality of life and even prolongs life. So we're here to talk about that. And they're a great group, and I've gone through with hip transplants. I've gone through with the angioplasty. I've gone through with the lipotripsy, which is the breaking up the kidney stone. So I've gone through a lot of medical technology procedures myself. So
how are you now? How is your health, Coach?
Right now, I think I'm as good as I've ever been. I really do. I feel good. I work out every day when I'm home. I spend a number of hours in the morning in the water, run, stretch, a lot of that stuff. And I feel pretty good. I play a lot of golf. I mean, I can't say I'm perfect, but I feel pretty good.
You know, when you're talking about golf, Coach Dick, I was watching the U.S. Open, and so many golf fans were, and I'm a big golfer myself. Right. And, you know, just thinking about Tiger and his dominance, and then you think about, you know, it leads us to football when I'm thinking about you. I really don't remember many dominant teams. There was all the talk about New England, but the 85 Bears, I think the difference when you talk about the Patriots and the Bears of 85, there were so many different personalities that you had to manage when you had Walter Payton, you had Refrigerator Perry, Singletary, McMahon, all these guys, and they were all unique personalities. How did you make all those guys work together? How did you manage that group of guys?
Right.
They made it work, Mike. They really did. I had a group of characters that had character. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you talk about the Patriots. You know, football is not going to change. Play 100 years, still basics. You got to run the football and stop the run. The rest of it's icing. You know, you got to want to decorate this and decorate that, fine. But if you can't do the basic things, you're going to get hurt in the game somewhere down the line. The other thing is protect the quarterback. And if they couldn't protect the quarterback in that football game, that's why they had problems. Everybody talked about how great Brady is, and he is. But he's only human. You can't throw the ball sitting on your butt.
I forgot the analysis that you gave to the game prior to the Super Bowl. Were you surprised?
I picked the Giants.
You picked the Giants.
I thought the Giants were going in on a high note. I really did. I thought they were going the right way. I thought they were just treading water. I thought that's exactly what the Patriots were doing. I look at the Patriots. I look at their defense. I saw age over there. I saw age in the linebacker position. I saw age in some of the secondary positions, and I knew that could be exploited. But the biggest thing is I really felt overall, as good as their line played all year, I thought it was an overrated line, and I thought that Strahan and those guys would put pressure on Brady.
And as far as Eli Manning, does he come back next season, Coach? As will he become the kind of dominant quarterback that his brother has become? Just based on the confidence of last season, everything that does for a guy.
I don't think Coughlin wants that. I think he wants a balanced offense. He wants to be able to run the ball and use Eli where he can. But, can he be? I think it was a great boost for his morale. I think, he needed that boost. He needed to believe that he could get the job done on the bigger stage, and he did. And, I mean, Terrell made a great catch, but still what? You know, he got the ball there. So, I like him a lot. I mean, Archie raised two fine kids, and Archie and Olivia, rather, raised two fine kids. And I hope they both have great and successful careers in the NFL. But the Giants winning it, that's pretty damn special.
Do you think the New England dynasty, is that over at this point? I mean, think this is going to – or are they going to come back?
Good. No, they're good. I mean, they're good. They got a good organization. They put good people in there. You know, they seem to plug people in the holes and make it work. And, I don't think there will ever be America's team. That's all I'm trying to say. Mm. So whatever way you want to interpret it, they are who they are. And, the coach is who he is. So that's what it is.
Remember, they never had a hit record either.
Yeah, they didn't have the Bears record like your guys did there.
But they never won the Super Bowl either, did they?
No, they didn't. No, they did not.
Not last year.
And, I want to talk about football. As far as when you're talking about Tiger, they made coverage of the U.S. Open. They're talking about mental toughness. And, his father, that commercial, I love that when he's talking about there is nobody that's going to be tougher mentally. Was that the number one thing outside of physical attributes that you look for in a player was mental toughness, the ability to deal with that kind of pressure?
Mental toughness and character. I think character is what you stand for, doing the right things, being the right kind of individual. I think those things are very important. But as great as that tournament was, you know, it was great to see a guy who's 45 years old, who has no business on the same stage with the greatest golfer in the world, try to hold his own. And I thought Rocco's composure and the way he held himself, and it was terrific for the game of golf. I think more people watched that and enjoyed it for every aspect. They enjoyed it for the good golf that was played, for the competitiveness that was played, and for how close it was. And they enjoyed the fact that Tiger won, too. That's okay.
It was fun. It really was. And, you know, being 48 myself, I mean, and a golfer, you root for that guy. Coach, two more quick questions, and we'll let you go back to your function that you're going to. Number one, have you ever added up the number of businesses you've been involved in since you left football? How many businesses are you in, Coach Ditka?
You got a good idea? I'm willing to try one more.
And the second thing.
I'm going to buy a cab company.
I got a cab company for you.
Why not?
I got a cab company. And I would like one more. Last question. Can you send me a bottle of kick-ass red wine? He's got his own wine, ladies and gentlemen.
I can send you. And that is an outstanding wine, by the way.
I just like the sound of it.
So is our cab. And the other ones are good, too. But I'll send you a bottle.
All right. Thank you, Coach Ditka.
Okay.
Thanks for taking the time. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
That's how you interview Mike Ditka, ladies and gentlemen. It's bam, bam, bam. He's the same way the last time we had him
Isn't
on the show,
great?
Too.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Cool guy.
I'm looking up on Ditka's website today, because really the only reason I do it, we've had Mike Ditka on the show before, and sorry we couldn't get to your questions. We got to him late. Wow. He's got to go to his function.
Understood.
You know, and Beth Ann, how come we didn't get Regis? Regis is in town for that, too.
Hi, how are you?
Because he's the patient.
Actually, I know the reason. I know the reason we're not going to get Regis.
We had him yesterday.
Yes, and we had him on his voicemail a long time ago. That's probably the reason.
No matter how old he always seems to remember.
So I go to the website for Ditka because everybody knows the football story, and I always am fascinated how he did that. And he gives his players the credit, as most of the great coaches do.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got. I want to see if he's got any new endeavors.
Right.
And I go there. I don't know how new this is. Excuse me, but it's got Mike Ditka Resort.
Resorts now.
That's where Rob was just down in Florida.
Mike Ditka's Type A Resort. For the people that want to have a vacation in a hurry.
It was
Do it right.
I want to get a Buzz Babe update in a second here. But
my pleasure.
The second thing that I notice is that he's got these wines, and it's the whole thing about how he went out to the vineyard and he handpicked all these.
At the grapes.
He did the taste test on there, and it was truly amazing to do that. So, Coach Ditka, that's called the hit and run interview, and I hope he sends me. But the bottle that I liked was kick ass red wine.
Can you imagine him as a wine drinker?
I can envision him as kind of a party hardy.
It's good for his heart.
Yeah, well, I would think beer with him.
All right, get the audio vault ready, but first let's get an update on the Buzz Babe situation. What do we got going so far, Buzz? I know that last week was a windfall week for the Buzz Babes.
Oh, it couldn't have been better. This is past week or 10 days have been the best of my life. Allie and Megan will be out tomorrow pumping free gas when we give away $5,000 worth of free gasoline.
And Beth Ann, incidentally, come back in and tell me whether I can announce that location again and again and again. I'm not sure whether I can or not. You let me know if I'm allowed to do that.
I would think so, but we'll hear in a moment. Anyway,
well,
they'll be there.
To be too crowded.
You want to get in on that.
I know I'm being stupid, but I've had rules thrown at me all day, Rob, all right? I'm really
teasing you, Mike.
I can go ahead and do it?
Have at it.
All right, Allie and who else?
And Megan.
And Megan will be at the 7-Eleven. I hope Megan's feeling well after Friday night.
She'll be fine.
The 7-Eleven at 259 Durwood Circle in Rockville, Maryland. Go out there tomorrow between the hours of 3 and 5. We, along with True TV's new show, Black Gold, will be giving away $5,000 in free gas.
And Allie and Megan will be there. And then we'll meet two or three or four or five new Buzz Babes this Friday.
He's going to have a heart attack.
So we're looking forward to that. Yeah,
but he'll smile.
What a way to go, huh?
He is going to have a heart attack.
And we're still looking for more at MichaelMaraShow.com. Check out the pictures we have there, guys, so you can see the babes who we've assembled so far. And women who'd like to apply, the entry form is right there at that same website.
Now, you mentioned that Kristen is the Buzz Babe that's doing a lot of the organizing for you.
Oh, she is just an angel. She's been great.
As far as the organization is concerned. Mm-hmm. Now, tomorrow, when they're at the gas station, they're going to have the Michael Mara Show T-shirts, and they'll have them tied. Just
tied
so.
In some saucy
How
way.
How are we doing with uniforms, and what do you need from me? What can we do to make this thing happen and make this thing happen quickly?
We have a pretty good idea of what we want. We're looking at a couple of different things. We talked about the little black mini dress and maybe a version of that in white. We saw something called the executive that talks
now,
that addresses the thing that you like with the suit jacket with no shirt underneath. Very
all right,
sexy.
Here's what I think. I don't know. Mm-hmm. If this is too much work. Tell me, okay? Because we're doing this at the same time. Mm-hmm. I think what we ought to do is we ought to get things like the executive mm-hmm. and all the other ones mm-hmm. and put that up on MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's a good idea. Now, Allie, you can help us out with that.
Hey, Beth Ann McRae. She has not wanted to be in the studio
yeah,
today.
She used
why
to
is
live
Beth
in
Ann,
here.
Stop hiding. I need you in here today.
Well, you know why.
Why is she?
Because Pater isn't in here.
Oh, that's
Pater's
right.
Pater's out there.
Oh, she's
really?
Young Pater.
Oh, what's perhaps
wrong?
You like to spend a lot of time with you. Yes, you have been spending a lot of time with
you.
Why
don't
you
hang out with us anymore? You used to be here more, and now not so much. What happened?
I got so much stuff to do back there.
Can't imagine with a show like today. I swear to God, 700 things going on simultaneously. Here's what I'd like to do.
Okay.
We've got the Buzz Babes, the first five that were on the show last week. We're mm-hmm. going to bring some by this Friday also. Mm-hmm. As far as the uniforms, I'd like to do this sooner than later, but I'd like to get some feedback. And why are you smirking?
It was cute. You want it sooner than later. I know you do.
Yes.
You want everything sooner than later.
Oh, that's
true.
A bad rap. It's
no.
not. It's just that we look at the job that this man did.
He's done an incredible
look
job.
Look at, I give
know.
You Buzz Albatross Burbank.
It's changed
and look
his
at
life.
The job. Look what
hey,
he's done.
Him BA
he glows. He doesn't even have to tan anymore.
He's done a great job. And the thing is now, you know, they're already starting to make noise about getting. Look at this. Mm-hmm. We get the Buzz Babes. They're made official on Friday.
They're here.
They have their first task.
On Wednesday,
they're mm-hmm. out there, and they, you know, I think we ought to have the right uniform. So all I want to do
okay.
is put the pictures up of the prospective uniforms mm-hmm. that are on, you know, the website. Can we do that?
Where are these prospective
Mr.
uniforms?
Mr. Burbank can tell you.
I will get those for you.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. That's mm-hmm. easy.
All right,
absolutely.
So
I can
maybe
do that tonight.
Tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, go to MikeOMaraShow.com. As far as if we wanted people to vote on them, how difficult
Queen.
Would that be to do?
Buzz is singing show tunes.
He is? What was he singing? I was too busy.
Singing Tonight Tonight from West Side Story.
Gazing into the eyes of Beth Ann McBride.
I can do
by
that.
By Bernstein.
You can do what?
I can do that.
You can actually have it so we can vote?
Yes.
That's what the website was kind of designed for. Right.
Right?
So we will put those on tonight, maybe?
Yeah.
Or at the very latest tomorrow?
Yeah. No, I'll do it tonight.
I just don't want to overwhelm everybody. I'm trying to be, you know, I know sooner than later, but I just think it would be nice.
Certainly by tomorrow we'll have this.
Here's yeah. the deal.
No later than Friday.
So we get this done. And incidentally,
year.
And I open this up to the grand unwashed. In the event if you have a business that specializes in any of these little uniform things, give us a call.
A 877-365.
You know, a little more help would be, you know, would you like to put the pictures up? He's over there. I've got Shecky drinking his protein shake.
I'm done with
my
shake.
And just, okay, and Mr. 9 pounds.
Pounds.
I'm just trying to make this all
see
work.
See what she did there?
What did she just do?
She brought up my weight loss to piss you off.
Well,
that's what she does.
He didn't even hear it.
I didn't because, you know why? Because
you
I care
listen?
About the listeners.
That's right, Mike.
I care about the listening audience, and I want these girls to be in the right kind of uniforms.
Not me.
That's, I'm just, there's, we have had busy shows today.
Can you?
But
can
my
you,
head is spinning out of control
it's
today.
It's going to settle
it's
down
easy,
in a second.
Mike.
All right, it's
going.
You're doing fine.
You mean Robert?
That.
What? Yes.
Is that what you were talking about?
Oh, we got to call him, don't we?
Yes, we're going to call him, but not okay. this break. We'll call okay. him next break.
Another break.
All right. So go to MikeOMaraShow.com. You will see the uniform choices that we have. How many choices are we going to have?
Oh, we should have four or five choices.
Perfect. That's yeah. that. Four yeah. or five, no more than that.
Yeah, no more than
Vote
that.
Vote on your favorite uniform, and that will be the main uniform. I personally am a fan of the executive.
And I'm a fan of having auxiliary uniforms as well, so we may use the second choice in addition to the first
choice. That's fine, too.
Cool.
Okay, that's but let's pick the number one look that we have.
Sooner
right.
than later.
Right.
Good. Are you having fun?
It's going to be my mantra.
And did
it's
you
the
tell
way
the
you held the pen in your hand and held it up to your face.
Well, did I look like an
I'd
old
like
queen
this
doing that?
Sooner. Then later.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. I'm just trying to do a little radio program right here, you know?
Yes,
give me a break. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Check out all the uniforms. Vote on your favorite.
Yeah,
and then
you too.
We'll have a pick for you by tomorrow.
By tomorrow.
MikeOMaraShow.com.
Sooner than later.
God, like cats in a bag.
What the hell is with her today? Me and her?
Yes. But
is
you know
it
what?
My fault, Rob?
No, you're a sleeping cat. and she's the
she's cat-like today.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
she's
meow.
Spoiling for a fight.
You know, cats in a bag isn't right.
All right, we have our 9 o'clock or
She's
10
like
o'clock
a dog
conversation
chasing you.
Every morning.
Right.
We have the same. I
right.
can tell from the very first. I can
you
tell
knew
exactly.
Today?
The, yes, mm-hmm. I know because it's just the conversation always drifts into the arena of McBridian difficulty.
Yes,
that's what did how, she? That's what was it, the first? Thing
I don't
she
remember.
Up.
I just remember exactly how it went. It was kind of like we're going to do this, then we're going to do this, then we're going to do this, then you have to do this, then you have to do this.
And after a while, like you hear wah 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 wah.
Yeah. I'm hearing
after
that all
the sodas.
Time. It's very very frustrating. All right, but this is fun, and I'm happy that we're going to have a couple of them with us.
I'm thrilled
when we have BYOB Friday with Big O and Dukes again dropping
birthday
by for that.
Birthday
BYOB
Friday.
Birthday BYOB, but I have to warn you in advance.
Yeah.
As much fun as I had Friday, I can have almost as much fun this coming Friday, but not quite as much late fun.
Limit it only slightly.
It'll be limited to the show.
Right.
Well, so
okay.
All of my fun will be on this radio program.
What are you thinking?
That means we're not getting the limo and going to another joint. It's not going to. Listen to me.
Not this week.
Is this reverse psychology?
No, I swear to God, I am really telling the truth.
Can I ask a question about BYOB? Oh, look who's here.
Yeah, look who dropped in. Hey, it's a negative conversation. Funny she dropped by. All right, yes. What is it, ma'am?
You are so funny.
Why am I funny?
When did you want to start birthday BYOB? On Friday.
4 o'clock like we did
last
night.
So that's when Big O and Dukes will come in.
Or they can come in. Yeah, 4 o'clock is fine. They can chill out after their show.
Will you entertain another question?
Here's what they're going to be doing. They're going to be playing beer pong. So this is going to be out of control by the time they arrive.
I see.
Okay.
So give them an hour to chill out, and then
Cup
we'll start with them. No, I don't want them, you just caffeine them up a little
and
bit. That'll be okay.
Now, will you be requiring any outside entertainment for your birthday?
Not that I will receive, but I think it would be a good idea, and we can choose one of the gang that'll be. Of course, we're going to have Buzz Babes too, aren't we?
Well, they could receive
the Buzz Babes that I know wouldn't mind that.
Okay, that it's a yes.
Okay,
all right, very good. It's shaping up to be quite a festival. I'm very excited about it.
Yes. Thank you, Rob.
Can we make that happen sooner than later?
Yes.
Just kidding. Yeah. All right,
and you're welcome.
Very good. Thank you very much. That's wonderful. Goodbye.
And she floated out on a cloud.
Have a good show.
Have a good show.
Have a great show.
All right. Is there anything in the audio vault today?
After that, who cares? Yes, there is.
Right. Let's open up the audio vault. What do we have today, Mr. Spiewak?
You know the aforementioned Mr. Philbin?
Yes.
We toy with him being gay on this program.
This is when he's talking about Derek Jeter.
Yeah, I want you to hear this.
This is Regis being gay, which
always
is very unusual.
I saw your boyfriend, dare I call him your boyfriend, Derek Jeter. He was one table away from me, and I saw him sitting there.
Did he say anything about me? How's Regis?
No, he didn't, but I
love Regis.
I stole some glances. I looked over my shoulder at him for you, because I know that that's what you would have done.
That's right.
Well, you also would have gone up
Sounds
and kissed
gay.
Him, but...
I kissed him once. What is the big deal?
Oh.
It's a little peck on the cheek.
No, I know. You
golden skin. I couldn't resist.
He had golden skin. You know, it was interesting. Speaking of golden skin, he was seated next to Alex Rodriguez, right? And the...
More golden skin, right?
Well, the two of them together...
Beautiful.
Oh,
golden skin.
Golden skin, they're beautiful.
Wow.
So what were they doing?
He's spilling orange juice in his lap. You're dribbling. For heaven's sakes, have some dignity.
So what'd they do?
They were just sitting next to each other, and I thought they looked like golden
Did they rub?
Bookends.
They slept together?
They were gorgeous.
I mean, they're so healthy. They're in the sun, they're athletes.
Yeah, they're very healthy
That's
athletes.
Great.
Yeah,
golden
why not?
Skin.
I can see why. And I thought, I bet Regis Philbin would like to be in that man witch right now. Yeah.
She's caffeined up, isn't she?
She was on the phone with Beth Ann.
God, that golden skin. Unlike my wax paper. My blue veiny wax paper that I have each and every day.
I hope I don't bust my skin open on the way to D.C.
Very frustrating for me. I look down this list, Rob, and I see George Takei.
Yeah, let's keep it on topic, shall we?
On his marriage. Let's hear from Sulu talking gay marriage, ladies and gentlemen.
Tomorrow's a big day when we get our license at long last.
Hold on.
Wow.
Tomorrow's the big day.
I like the way it begins.
It does. This is fabulous. We might have to save this one.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Tomorrow's the big day when we get our license at long last. And it's going to be in September. And we wanted to give ourselves some months to go through the delicious anguish of planning for it.
It takes a lot of work to plan for a wedding.
Best.
Well, actually, George was watching TV, and the news flash came on, and I dropped to my knees, and
this
I
is
said,
his
George,
husband?
Will you marry
his
me?
Wife?
And George said,
darn it, you beat me to it. I had my mouth full of sandwich then, so I couldn't quite
gross.
Do it.
Garlicky, stinky sandwich.
Let's say sandwich.
Sock sandwich.
You know, they can find other names for it, but separate but equal, it just doesn't cut it.
Yeah, I don't want to be domestically partnered to George Takei. I want to be married to George Takei.
The bride-to-be, a younger man?
I think the same age.
Same age?
Roughly, yeah.
Sulu would be how old? Sulu would be up near 70.
You have to be 70.
I'm waiting for September, the delicious anticipation.
He was a boy during World War II, so that maybe put him born in 1935.
How do you
remember that?
Wow, that's impressive.
How do you remember he was a boy?
Because he was put into a...
in a camp?
He was isolated. That's all I need.
We're closing the audio vault. He was put into an internment camp. Someone's put into a camp, baby. Spiewak remembers it.
Sure, he would know.
He's got the records at home.
He has the records, that's right.
That's okay, that's fine. Japanese internment during the WW2. Rob's on it, baby. Oh, my God, you're killing me. We will be back, ladies and gentlemen. And we didn't even vote on this or that. You know what, Bethann? I'm yielding to you, okay? That's fine. We'll have Robert the Angry Mailman talking about his flesh-eating virus in the final buzz when we come back right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.